good start. Okay, so let's open the sources that I sent you a couple minutes ago, right before I came down here.
There was just one thing, right?
I think I sent you like three, no? They were short. They were brief. It was brief, but
there's just one.
Yeah, there's
paragraph.
Like one big paragraph.
Shoot,
it says,
I sent the wrong
there's
thing.
There's a problem
yeah.
loading more pages.
Oh.
Shoot. Okay, give me one second.
Yeah.
I'm not saving it before you send it. Okay, what are your emails?
ACS
22233. Great. And how about yours?
TL2464 at Barnard.
Great. Tell me if this is better. Pick up
here.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, that looks right.
There we go.
Okay. So this is actually it's a very famous tune of the No Debut Huda, even though it got a lot of people angry. I'm skipping the first few paragraphs, but I'll just tell you there's an interesting story in the beginning. He says, look, this guy sent me a Shaila, and I thought the answer was obvious, so I ignored it. And then he sent it to me a second time, and I still thought it was obvious, and then I ignored him again. Then when you sent it to me for the third and fourth time, I started to think, you know, like, maybe I should actually look into your question, because if it seems to you like it's such a pressing issue, maybe I shouldn't just blow it off. The question was, the person who sent them the Shaila had arranged a get. But the people who were getting divorced were not paying him any money, so he kind of did a rush job. So instead of convening a whole formal court to do everything, he just like got two people together with him to do the get. One of those two people was his son-in-law, right? A father and a son-in-law cannot sit on a bezdin together. So the shaila he was getting was, these people are contesting the get. They're saying that a get requires a bezdin. Right? You need three people as a formal court to sign off on a get. And if that's the case, then this get is disqualified. So the Noah Debbie Yehuda got the chew the first few times, the shaila the first few times, and he blows it off. He's like, nobody ever heard of this thing. No way that a get needs to have a court. And then he's like, well, this guy's bothering me, so I should probably look into it a few more times. And then he starts to draw on some evidence. The main point of evidence he has is the Or Zeruah. That's what we talked about in the first line. Or Zeruah says that if the husband gives his wife a get at night, then the get is pasul. The most likely explanation for that is we have halacha that we do not adjudicate cases at night. So if we know that we don't do din at night, and we know that for some reason a get at night, the Or Zeruah claims is pasul, the odds are, he assumes those two are related, right? It must be, he thinks that a get is a mas of bezdin, a get must be supervised by a court, and therefore the Or Zeruah thought that doing a get at night does not work. But then he's going to try to draw a little more evidence to support his contention. He's not satisfied with just one random, you know, one assumption he's making in Or Zeruah. So the next source he's going to run to is he's going to try to figure out what our Rashi is talking about. And he is going to read our Rashi the exact same way that that you did. So what I want to do, we'll see the Noah Debbie Yehuda a little bit, and then we're just gonna duke out the arguments that are given on both sides. The main arguments for the Noah Debbie Yehuda position are given by his son, and the main arguments against his position are given by a whole host of angry Achronim. Okay, so let's see the no guys. Watch out with your computer.
No, it's fine.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Let's do this test. Aval ma asev ani afar va'ifer tachas kapos ragle ha'orzam. Right? So even though I thought when I first started the case, it was obvious that a get does not require a bezdin, what can I do? I am dirt and dust under the feet of your zeruah. If he thinks that that it needs a bezdin, right? It's possible at night. Sarach ani lekabel demyon shelo uvatel dati. Right? I need to accept his comparison, and I have to, submit my own position. Upikachti einai liros ma yomer yeser rabbeinu harishonim bedavar said. Right? So I figured, okay, I have the orzeruah. I will look to see what the other rishonim said on the topic. I found a great light to support the position of the Orzarua. Umenu, who is this person? Rabbeinu Hamuvha Kasher Mipi Perushav Anu Chayim B'chol Ashas. Right, he's getting all flowery. Rashi Zal. Right, the Rashi are a great teacher, etc., etc. And where is this Rashi? B'mishnah B'reish Sanhedrin. Right, we did it the first day of yeshiva, and I didn't even realize. Rashi said Hachalitza V'Hamiyunin B'Shlosha. Right, that was the Mishnah. The Zeloshon Rashi, a chalitza begimel biyavamos yalef la mipi parak something, I don't remember offhand. Hamiyunin yisoma katana bechule. Right, he quotes the Rashi that we read. Yosa below get b'mion kolzman shelo gadla tachtav. Right, as long as she has not grown up, she can do mion. Ushlosha beinan, but she you need three. And here's the key line, right? The kol the tikkun rabbanan ki in daraisa tikkun. Any rabbanan law must be based on a daraisa precedent. And what is that case? Says the Noda Yehuda. What is the daraisa case that Rashi never tells us? Hainu get must be Rashi's referring to get. And what's his main argument? Shehu lahotzi mikidushe Torah. Right? A get is used to get a marriage out of kidushe Torah. And that is dumya dahachi, right? Conceptually, that sounds exactly like mion, which is to get you out of kidushe derabanan. Dahachi tiknu mion la kidushe katana shehu derabanan sheye b'shlosha v'imkein muchach to get tzarech shlosha. We can stop there, right? So since chalitza is to get you out of kidushe Torah, and mion is to get you gets you out of kidushe Torah. Miyun gets you out of Kidushe Durabanan, those must be linked, and therefore that's what Rashi must be talking about. Okay, so where's the eraser? Okay, so we're gonna have two arguments.
Really don't.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't buy
you don't
this.
Buy it.
You don't buy what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh,
good.
I don't think I haven't.
That's what we want. Spoiler alert, we're not going to pass him like him. So
it's just like, seems like he, I don't know what hit his head that day. But,
yeah. Wow. That's like also.
Mion. Get. And where's the red pen? Oh, it didn't work, right?
Oh, pen off.
Did it?
Or. Mion equals chalitza. Okay, so argument one we had here was textual, right? Argument one we've got here is both get you out of kiddushin. Okay, so you know what? Let's make Ari happy and let's pile on the arguments that that Noda Yehuda is wrong. Or at least see how many we can pile up here. So the next source we've got is the Maharam Shif. He's gonna take on the Noda Yehuda. All right, you want to do us the honors.
Hachalitza v'amiyunin b'shlosha. Otani gitin v'dochek lomar d'samech
Kol shakein
b'miyunin. So it didn't say anything about get, right? And it's like.
Yeah, so yeah. That's a textual claim, yeah. Right? Nobody said a word about getting, right? I read the whole Mishnah upside and downside, you know, this way and that way. Get was never mentioned.
Yeah.
The Kol Shekhin argument, and this actually could be interesting, right? Let's see. What's more strict? Get or meal?
So you would say get. All right.
Obviously, right? But because
I don't think
let's be fair. Let's be fair. Give the argument before you rip it down. What's the argument going to be?
That if you need slow shefer and union, kol shekhin you need forget.
Yeah,
that's
right. If I need to have
a about please leave the very rashi with the very mission of us. Yeah.
Okay. So right, that's the area that's going to be. Is that if for Miyam, which is only Midra Banan, right? They're not really married.
I have one of the rooms here booked for a shear now. That one's booked, and they're far longer in here. So I think this is me.
Could we? We're here till from 7 to 8:15.
Do you have it booked for them? Is that what? Because I don't know. I'm not saying that's not being stiff, but I'm just saying it's booked. My shear's from 8 to 9. And
should
both
be.
Have some sort of booking on the fourth floor. I didn't do the booking myself, but you
said. No, all good. We were sent here last week.
But we might have stopped at 8.
They have a stop at 8?
I'm saying.
You mean your shear was sent
here? What's today?
We should move
here from 6:45. Yeah, if that's how we're formally, if they have us formally from 6:45.
Yeah, so we only
have
to 8. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So,
yeah,
so
no,
we should
fine.
Stay. We can keep learning Gemara together.
No. We can.
No. Yes.
Okay. We can stop.
Learn.
It's fine.
When was the Erevin? Good. Good stuff.
I can't see why not.
You can't see why not? Did I just win? Is that what just happened? All right. Okay.
So just give us one more minute, just so I can make.
Then I'll give you a minute. If
I've
hijacked your
shear. I just need to be fair to Ari and let him say his 2 cents.
Finish
right?
Up.
So the argument we're making right now is that if Mion is only Durabanan, right, they're not really married, and yet we need this whole three people, right, Bezdin, formality, blah, 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 to get them unmarried, then Kal v'chomer, right, a real marriage with a real get, Mida Oraisa, should also need three. Okay. Why do you think that's not fair?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Just.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, actually. I mean, I'll let the pronoun.
Okay, so you're going to be
how
nice.
About an argument for either side? That
like, I don't think, it's not like just because you need three and one, like, are we comparing apples and oranges here, or like, is it the same exact thing? Like.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the exact question, right?
Like, I don't think we are. We say because we need three for Chalitza, therefore, oh, we must need three for Get.
So
we wouldn't say that.
Right,
would
any Kal v'chomer, right, assumes you're dealing with apples and apples.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't think that's so perfect.
And so what you're saying is that if, you know, even though Talia thought they're apples and apples, right, even though the Yudha thought they're apples and apples, right, they're both getting you out of Kiddushin, you're arguing that they're apples and oranges, right,
yeah.
That they're really two totally
different
concepts coming from different worlds.
And the Maharam agrees with.
Rav Schiff is going to agree with Ari, and we will. You know what? You can just read his last line. We'll just get like a sneak preview, and we'll see why what he says. Tzarech Lomar, the last line after the brackets.
Demedama miyan shehu ba'mira yafshi v'ploni b'chalisa shehi ba'mira lo chafatzi b'kafe. So it's like, what, the fact that both of those are like verbal statements? Or?
Right. The claim he's advancing is that chalitza and miyun are both verbal statements, whereas a get, right, what is a get? Literally. It's a shtar, right? It's a document. Exactly. Nobody says a word, right? You write down the thing, you hand
what
up.
What is that? Lo chafat.
But don't, like, doesn't the man have to say, hare ze getach or something? Isn't that part of it?
Well, we'll have to.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to get into it. So let's stop for real now, and then exactly. In other words, everyone's gonna make claims and they're gonna make assumptions, and each.